Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being a part today, and thank you for listening and subscribing and all that good stuff. Another good month, and I appreciate you for that. Today, we're talking kickoff times because it's June 1st and the baseball team's not in the postseason. And so we're going to talk about kickoff times. They got released yesterday, the first three games anyway. One is great. One is fine, I guess. One is terrible. And we're going to talk about the three of those on this edition, again, of the Rebel Report. Please subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening in browser on the website, pull out your favorite podcast app, search Rebel Report, and subscribe. Also, leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. Also, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. So no wasting time. Let's just dive right into it. So Ole Miss and everybody in the SEC got to release their first three games to start this season, the kickoff times for each. And we'll start with the one that's got everybody talking. And I, one of my group messages in particular is not too pleased with the first one. Angry, whatever adjective you want to use, not happy. Because it's the Mercer game and it's 1 o'clock. That's right, on September 2nd in North Mississippi at 1 o'clock, they're going to start the game. Now, usually there's nothing that Ole Miss can do about that. ESPN tells them when they're going to play the games, and that's when they have to play the games. Why do you think Ole Miss has been put at 11 a.m. so much lately? Keith Carter would not agree to that if he had any choice, but there is no say that they get told when the games are being played. However, one of the 12 games a year is streaming on the SEC Network Plus and ESPN Plus. You probably know this by now, but the Mercer game will be that one. So if you don't watch on the SEC Network Plus, if you should have access to it as long as you have a cable package, but that game will be streaming only. And the streaming-only games, the school gets to pick when they kick off. They have exclusive decision on when that game will kick off. It is their choice and their choice alone, and Ole Miss has chosen 1 o'clock, again, 1 o'clock in the afternoon for Mercer on September 2nd in Mississippi. Hope it's really cloudy that day. That is that's absolutely brutal. And that's the rub, right? That's the frustrating part about that is it seems like and it feels like a gigantic middle finger to fans. Now, there's some of you listening to this. There's some of you out there that, I mean, would never dare complain about a kickoff time because you will be there no matter what. If it's 100 degrees, if it's negative 100 degrees, your butt is going to be in your seat and you're going to watch the Rebels play because the Rebels are playing and you're going to watch it. Every school needs more fans like you. The diehard, the committed are vital to every program, especially Ole Miss. I am not talking about you, though. It's the others that are pretty furious about this, and I think they should be. It's a middle finger to fans. It is already extremely expensive even to go to the Mercer game. It's already really expensive to go to the Mercer game, right? Especially if you don't live in Oxford. If you live in Oxford, it's a bit of a different story, but the overwhelming majority of Ole Miss fans that go to games don't live in town. They're not local. Oxford, as you know, is kind of a small town. And 64,000 people don't live there. So it's people traveling from all over. It's expensive to get there. It's expensive to park unless you can sneak into one of those free lots. Your season ticket package is expensive. Concessions in the stadium are expensive. If you're doing the Grove thing, that's expensive. It is a chore to go to an Ole Miss football game. And it's Mercer. With all due respect to the Bears, who are in the Southern Conference with my beloved Furman Paladins, nobody really wants to watch Mercer play football. Not here, anyway. And so when you have the choice on September 2nd to make that game as comfortable as it can be for fans. Now, fans are never going to be comfortable on September 2nd. It's going to be freaking hot. That's just how it is. But when you have the choice to put it at a time where the sun's not bearing down on the silver metal seats that you're sitting on, you need to take that opportunity and do it just to help the fans to some degree. You want to make it not freaking miserable to go watch the game. That's going to be miserable. That game will not be competitive from the second the first ball is kicked off. Ole Miss could play their third stringers and win that game comfortably. Lane Kiffin could coach blindfolded and still call offense that will win the game comfortably. It's a terrible football game. And so the people, your fans, that are going to spend their hard-earned money to go there to watch that bad game, and you get to choose when the kickoff is, and you choose 1 o'clock, is a middle finger to the fans. It is a demonstration that your fans are not important. That is the message that some of them have received anyway. Trust me, I've got text messages to prove it. Also, a bunch of texts into the radio show yesterday, people sharing the same sentiment. I mean, we got one message that said, it's clear that Ole Miss doesn't care about me, is what a person said. Now, that might be a little hyperbolic. That might be a little extreme. But he's not the only person that feels that way. And to me, here's what needs to happen, though. Because this was chosen to be like this, if Lane Kiffin doesn't say anything about crowd and stuff, then whatever. It's still a really bad decision. It's going to cost them butts in seats. It's going to cost them people in town because fewer people. And to the degree, I don't know, maybe it's a few thousand, maybe it's 10,000, maybe it's more that will choose not to go to that game because of the kickoff time and, of course, the opponent, but in part because of the kickoff time, it's going to be fewer. It absolutely will. How many? We'll see. So it's going to cost the school money. On top of everything else, it's going to cost Oxford money to some degree anyway. So that it's a bad decision regardless. But if Lane doesn't say anything after the game, if he doesn't criticize fans like he did for the Tulsa game, remember that, when it was brutally, brutally hot and the game was terrible and fans left and he said it was like a high school game. And remember how that got headlines and ran wild. You guys remember that? I do. And these publications were talking about how that's why Lane wants out or whatever, as if when you look around the rest of college football, people are filling it up for these bad games. When Ohio State played Tulsa, I think it was 2 years ago, they reported 35,000 empty seats. That was their official attendance, was 35,000 empty seats. And there was obviously, typically anyway, fewer than that. So if he doesn't do that this time, it's still a bad decision, but whatever. But if they kick this game off at 1 o'clock and it's 100 degrees and the fans leave by 2 o'clock because it's the hottest point of the day and they're winning by 35 points before halftime and he criticizes the fans, I will lose it for you. I will use my statewide platform and lose it because that would be wildly unfair. And yeah, I think he's the one that made this decision. Do I know that? No. But I know how athletic departments work. And I know that they would prefer this game be played at 6:30 for marketing purposes, for fans coming to town purposes, for fans being at the game, longevity of those fans at the game. I mean, if you're just doing 1 plus 2, this tells you that this is what the coach asked for. And so they're doing what the coach asked for because that's what Ole Miss does. They accommodate Lane at basically every turn, and they should because he's going to win football games. It's what he does. He's a winner, and he's going to keep winning. It's what he does. But I can't agree with the rationale that I've seen some people say about how this was a decision made to acclimate the team before they have to go to Tulane. Also an afternoon kickoff in week two. I mean, look, there's logic there, but you would have just spent 4 weeks in training camp in that same Southern August sun. What's the point of practice then if your starters need two quarters against Mercer, which is all they're going to play, to get acclimated to play in New Orleans the next week? Or body clocks or whatever. I mean, is that really worth doing this to your fans? Maybe Kiffin thinks so. I can't wrap my mind around that logic that they need to acclimate to go play in New Orleans a week later. If you really need a 1 o'clock kick versus a 6:30 kick to beat Tulane, then you're not winning any SEC games anyway. So I know. And some of you, I'm sure, probably couldn't care less, probably think that it's no big deal at all. But the fans that I've heard from are mad, and I think you're justified. It sucks. It's a big middle finger to the fans. You don't matter. Your comfort accommodating you is not a priority. That's what this says. It's not a priority. You're not going to be comfortable that day anyway. You'd be more comfortable at 7 than you will at 1:30 after it's 28-0 in the first quarter against Mercer. All athletic departments do, Ole Miss included, is ask you for more money. Season ticket prices going up. This is going up. You better donate to NIL if you want to win. More expensive, more expensive, more expensive. Concessions are going up. All these costs, and they're just asking you for more and asking you for more and asking you for more. And then when they get the chance to make you slightly more comfortable, they choose not to. I'd be furious if I were you. That just sucks. When you get to choose a kickoff time and you do this, it just sucks. And it's not caring about you, the fan, at all. This podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online. ABSMS.com is the website. If you or your business are located anywhere in the state of Mississippi and you're in the market for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, phone systems, whatever the case may be, if it's tech, if it's in the office and you and your business needs it, check them out, absms.com. If you tell them I sent you, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need, what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They've got 16 locations scattered across the state of Mississippi. And their online banking service is a one-stop shop. So you don't need multiple apps like I did at my previous bank to do everything you need to manage and handle your money, including paying bills and setting alerts and more, with just an internet connection is all you need. And of course, they have local loan servicing and decision-making. So when you need a loan, you don't have to get on the phone. You don't have to hop on Zoom. It's somebody that you sit down with face-to-face to secure a loan. Priority One Bank, making you their priority. All right, there are two more kickoff times that we know. Tulane, 2:30. And no, it's not the Dome. We got some questions about that yesterday from Ole Miss fans. I guess not everybody was aware that that game will be on campus at Tulane. 2:30. On September 9th in New Orleans outside. Just mix in a beer, mix in a water, every other drink that you're having that day, because I know Ole Miss fans are going to go nuts and be down in New Orleans and take over Uptown. And by the way, the Saints season opener at home is the next day. So if you're an Ole Miss / Saints fan, what a killer weekend that's going to be for you, being able to do that. Go watch the Rebs and then go watch the Saints the next day in their season opener. That's pretty sweet. So I would love to do that if I could. I can't because, you know, I got to work. It's not work. What am I complaining about? I wish I could do what you guys are going to get to do if you're a double up. But yeah, mix in a water. It's going to be hot as hell that day. But I'm looking forward to that game. Because I think it'll be a nice little early test for Ole Miss, but not one that's okay. Test is not the right, maybe test is the right word, because I do think that people are going to dramatically overhype that game. And watch, people are going to dramatically overhype that game. as if Tulane didn't lose a ton from that team a year ago. And regardless, even quote on the road, despite red being the majority color in the stadium that day, it's not a game that Ole Miss should lose or should be. Maybe that's something that happens, you know, early on, the first quarter's a close game or whatever, but that is a game where I expect Ole Miss to win and win comfortably. People are going to overhype it. I feel like my thought is going to be the right one because, well, of course I do, but I think that the game is going to go the way I think it's going to go, which is maybe early, little discomfort, and then talent and depth will overtake and the result won't match the hype. But anyway, yeah, Mixon and Water, 2:30, ESPN2 in New Orleans, Ole Miss and Tulane. Ooh. And then game three, Georgia Tech. This has a chance to be a really cool environment and weekend in Oxford. Ole Miss should be 2-0 going into this game, comfortably 2-0. And it's 6:30 on the SEC Network in week three against Georgia Tech. That should be, again, if Ole Miss takes care of business, which I expect them to, that should be a fun weekend with a great crowd. That'll be the first home game of the season where a lot of people want to go. It's a good kickoff time, a comfortable kickoff time. And, you know, Georgia Tech's not a Power 5 team that you get jacked up for, but it's still, you know, a Power 5 team at home at 6:30. Team should be 2-0, ranked somewhere around 15 to 20. And that weekend's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that one as well. I'm going to be in town for a few of these, again, technically working, but that one is one that I kind of want to hope to go to. I think you're going to get a real atmosphere that day and a really good just like tailgating growth day as well. So those are your first three kickoff times. Again, one I think is disregarding you, the fan. The others, one's going to be hot as hell. And the third, really good. Should be a really good day. So why not a little football kickoff time for your first day of the month of June? It's going to be a grind for the next 4 weeks, guys. And then media days is coming, and then training camp is here, and then football is going to be here before you know it. But in the meantime, we're going to try our best to bring you as much original content as we can during this NCAA baseball tournament minus your team time. So anyway, appreciate you guys. See you on the next one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.